Tony Award nominee Jessica Hecht and Drama Desk Award winner Eric Bogosian joined forces for the world premiere of Daniel Goldfarb's funny and turbulent Legacy on the Williamstown Theater Festival's Nico stage. When renowned novelist Neil Abrams is panned by the New York Times, he reopens the conversation with his wife Suzanne about starting a family. As Neil copes with feeling increasingly antiquated and culturally irrelevant, and Suzanne begins a relationship with one of Neil's brilliant grad students, the equilibrium of their marriage is threatened. Eric Bogosian is well known for writing and starring in several one-man shows and plays, including Talk Radio and Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll, landing a leading role in the TV series Law & Order: Criminal Intent, writing three novels, and nabbing several awards, including three Obies, the Drama Desk, and a Pulitzer Prize nomination. He last joined us to talk about his new book, Operation Nemesis, the assassination plot that avenged the Armenian Genocide. The full interview you can hear at WAMC.org. Jessica Hecht made her Broadway debut in The Last Night of Ballyhoo and has twice been nominated for Tony for her roles in A View from the Bridge and The Assembled Parties. She is known as Victoria in the indie hit Sideways and had recurring roles on Breaking Bad and Seinfeld and played Susan Bunch on TV's Friends. She's also one of my favorite humans. Legacy opens on Wednesday and runs through July 12th. Eric Bogosian and Jessica Hecht, welcome to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
So let's begin with you, Jessica. First of all, it's great to see you
again.
What brings you back here?
Well, I think it's definitely my favorite place to work. And I realize also because I have my house here and I feel so proud of that, but it's very rare that you get to actually create something that feels so organic and so part of your community in a place away from home. And all these actors come here and it makes me feel really, really rooted in the tradition of Williamstown, but also the New York history of the theater. It's a very unique combination.
And Eric, what brought you?
Jessica.
Oh, he's my friend from New York.
No, that's not why. Jessica is one of the finest actresses in her generation. And like anything, like playing tennis, if you partner with somebody who's really great, your game gets better. And I knew that doing scenes with Jessica would mean no false notes, total commitment, totally in there. And I'm totally selfish. I just did it because I wanted to work with her.
I really feel embarrassed by my answer now.
No, you were in the play first, and then I came on board. And I would say, I would add that now that Hallie Pfeiffer's been cast and Justin Long have been cast. It's pleasurable all around, all the way around. I mean, when I made the decision to be part of this, I only knew that Jesse was doing it. So, but now it's really a top notch, top shelf cast. And that is a very nice feeling on many levels. There can be really great actors who aren't necessarily generous actors. There could be really great actors who you don't necessarily like spending time with. That's okay, it's our job. But in this case, this is an ensemble, very generous, very fun to be with,
and
that includes everybody who's been involved. So that's really great for the whole Williamstown vibe of the thing, that it's a pleasurable experience.
Yeah, can you imagine you came all this way, you don't have a house here, and everyone was like, You're just a detriment to this whole.
Well, I've been here before, and Williamstown, it has its pluses, and then for me, I'm very urban oriented. There's parts of it that a little hard on me. If you imagine a sort of Woody Allen aspect of my personality, so I like it, and I love it, and I like all the green leaves and stuff. That's good. Green leaves are good. I like that part.
Is it after, I find your career fascinating because you do so much of your own work. So what is it like to have that opportunity to do a play written by somebody else?
Well, in this case, it's a new play. And so that means the play is in formation. And there is a, talk about boundaries. I mean, we are expected to, and I'm looking at Jessica as I'm saying this, we are expected to contribute our thoughts about what we, you know, how we feel about lines and scenes and what's going on and the dynamics of it and everything. And that's expected of any actor. At the same time, for me, and I should say for Hallie as well, we are authors and we have our way of, you know, phrasing things, structuring things, methodology. And it's a better idea to be a little like reticent with that, because you have to, it's just the way you work with an author. I'm not here to be, get all into that. It's not my play, it's his play. And he has to find his play. Daniel has to find his play. So at any rate, for me, because I'm a big know-it-all, I can't wait to start throwing in too much, and I have to be a little careful about that.
But his character is an author, so it's kind of perfect. Because in the guise of your character, you can say, you know.
Well, yeah, that's another weird aspect of this play is that, just putting aside that I am a writer, but I am a writer, like that's what my job in life is, a lot like what the guy in the play does. Yeah. So I can always say, well, in my study, in fact, these are my books on the bookshelf. I brought a bunch of books here to Williamstown so that we would have the kind, but they're weirdly the same sort of books that Neil Abrams, my character, would read.
An erudite New Yorker who loves Jewish history.
Yes, Jewish history, Nazi stuff, biographies, Mark Twain.
Yeah, Mark Twain. Yes. Your book isn't up there that I see.
Crazy.
But there's Armenians. We put Armenians up there.
Yeah, it's a really good collection. I hope it all gets back to you.
Yes, I hope so too.
We'll show a picture on the website of the books and people can see what we're talking about. As far as you, Jessica, in coming into something like this and exploring marriage and relationships, what goes into that of kind of figuring out the work, especially a new play?
Oh, that's interesting. You know, the thing I've realized in this experience particularly, because I do actually a lot of revivals, although I did a new play recently with Sarah Rule, but I do mostly revivals, and I realize how intimately you're trying to impart your own experience, especially in marriage or something that's extremely personal and just part of the whole fabric of your life. But then it's also like the writer's marriage that is on display, or things that the writer went through, of course. And so you find you're like psychologically grappling with your own experience and their experience, and you can't deny that they had that experience, but you have a response to it. Does that make sense? So you're sort of thinking, well, he's writing, I know, whether he did, whether he admits it or not, this is something that's true to him. And then there are aspects of your own life that you're trying to impart. And there's this gray area where you have to pretend to be that, you have to pretend to accept that people's marriages don't all go the same way. It's like a really funny, or it's just like playing any character, that the plot line isn't going to go exactly the way you think it should go, and you have to accept that. But when you have the writer in the room, there's this sense of your own judgment on it that you have to grapple with. It's really interesting.
So that's the actor's perspective, your perspective of the writer. What about the audience's perspective? And I think of seeing your work, of seeing Talk Radio or Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll, of thinking of that basically being you.
Lie.
Well, I think as an actor and an author, you're never putting the full dimension of your personality out there. You're putting out pieces that ring true. This play's a perfect example. I'm doing all kinds of things that I actually do in my own marriage. I pout, I argue, I am, you know, those are some of the negative things, for example. And so, but when you put it into play, it's only little, you're being very selective, and then the audience goes, oh, this is this kind of guy. It doesn't have every part, the full dimension of an actual person. Same thing when I write things, I write pieces of myself, I exaggerate them. It's easy to explain it in talk radio because the guy is kind of a nasty character and he has no remorse, no guilt. And in my real life, I'm a nasty character, but I do have remorse and I have guilt. So that's the difference.
You really aren't explaining yourself accurately. He's like the nicest guy. If you have any babysitting needs, he loves children. He's a great cook. He'll clean your house. He's really...
I'm more Felix Unger than I'm anything else. It's true.
Did you like that, being on stage, writing it and being on stage by yourself?
When I did the solos, there was definitely, there's a way to jack the energy way up when you're on stage by yourself, if it's a high energy performance. But for me, it's very pleasurable to be on stage with the other actors. And I mean, where I get the real thrill and why I love working with Jessica is because the reality becomes so real. When you're in the scene, you feel like you're actually there. And for me, that's why I act, is because I love to pretend. I love to make believe. And that's the greatest good I get out of it. There's other things you get out of it, obviously, the applause or the... It's also a puzzle you have to figure out that appeals to the intellectual side of me. I think it's transporting to really feel like you're actually another person. And when the other actor's helping you really believe that in the moment, it's trippy, and I love it. And I don't know if it's fortunate or unfortunate. We're actually friends in real life.
I was just thinking, which sometimes can be a disservice to a dynamic, that you think you know each other too well to actually pretend. You kind of,
there's a lot of trust. Yeah. I think we have a lot of trust, and. Yeah. So we can go to these places, you know, the hot sex and everything that's in this play.
That's
is
mostly
really,
what the play is. It's just 90 minutes of that. Which is odd for middle-aged people to really enjoy watching them for hours on end, but somehow we've done it.
Yeah. Not hours on end, but...
up ticket sales, despite the fact that we're sold out, we want to extend. Yeah.
There's a lot of intimacy. Let's use the correct term.
But it is Eric's
wife. The hot sex is with Hallie.
Eric's wife, that's a terrible thing to say about our marriage, but Eric's wife... is one of my dear friends, and she's the great director, Jo Bonney. And I think, you know, what happens is that people have these friendships, and either you can create this sense of respect for each other's work and this sense that we all come from the same place and that we have the same aesthetic, or that may not be the case. But in this situation, I feel like that's the most profound thing, that the kind of truth that we're getting at, the kind of relationships we want to create, come from a very similar place in our aesthetic. And whether Eric is such a profoundly accomplished performer, but it translates into honesty is like whatever form you, whether you're writing or acting or, you know, singing, it's all the same thing.
Yeah, I think that, and I've spent a lot of time admiring Jessica from a distance as an actress, and she's even worked on some of my work and in the workshops of plays.
Let's just plug that.
Yeah, let's.
the monologue project.
My monologue project, 100monologues.com, which Jessica does one of the monologues on.
Amazing.
Those are all my old monologues that other actors are doing, and that's online, and you can watch it for free. That's right. Just go on right now, 100monologues.com, and you can see Jessica. But that was our
and 99 break. Other people.
Yeah. Well, right now, 49 other people. We're still filming it. Hallie is also on it. Hallie Pfeiffer does one of them. And I'm hoping Justin will do one someday.
It's a great book, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. Yeah. And the site, it's been a lot of fun. But I was just going to like to tag this with, and this has a lot to do with doing workshop, is that I really think that great actors are co-authors of what is made on the stage in a play. I mean, we think of the playwright as the author, but I think that, you know, when you're talking about top shelf actor like Jessica Hecht, you're looking at a co-authorship of the character that you see is not the same when somebody else plays it, obviously. And so then you're going to see that. And also a big important part of that, and this is something that comes up in professional sports and in what we do, is that intelligence is really a key part of it. We can even play stupid people out there, but we're doing it, we're putting a lot of intelligence into what we're doing. And I know that all the best actor I work with are all super smart and bring all this innate cleverness and brains to the job at hand. Mm-hmm. So especially with a new play, this is really key to work all the angles and be sitting here. And we've been massaging this material now for two, three weeks nonstop. And we're learning and we keep going. And that's another really exciting part of the whole process.
When you spoke early on about why you would come, Eric, and do a show like this and getting to work with Jessica and you want to work with somebody, a top shelf actor, if you're working with someone that isn't perhaps top shelf, is it intelligence, do you think? Is that what perhaps is missing of that knowing completely what is around them?
No, not necessarily. I mean, it can be, and I bet Jessica can support me on this. Sometimes you're dealing with actors who are just so not giving, they're so involved in their own thing, or they might be really fearful that they're just not finding, they're not staying open. It takes a certain level of courage to get out there, try things, and see what happens. We had a run-through today with all the people, with the tech people in, and you feel very exposed. But that requires that you say, okay, I'm exposed. Let's go for it. Yeah. And I think, again, all four of the people in this group are ready to do that.
I think some people act from a place of darkness or of needing to fulfill some personal mission. And I find that's very difficult to collaborate with those kinds of people. And I feel like that's the factor, that the people in this room are acting from a place of deep interest in the material and interest in exposing these human truths, these human experiences, and that's in a very positive way. And I think that's less common among a cast than you would imagine.
And we have to end with the fact we like to have fun, and these are all fun people, and we're having a lot of fun out there. And Jessica is insanely funny, as is Jesse, as is Justin. I don't know if I'm funny or not. I'm dour. I'm the straight man, I think, against all
of
their
funny. You're not funny. I don't know how you've made so much out of your life with the limited talent you have.
Thank you. Making fun of my false humility.
You're ridiculously funny.
You two are ridiculously cute together.
Well, we're married.
Daniel Goldfarb's Legacy opens on the Nico stage at the Williamstown Theater Festival on Wednesday. It runs through July 12th. Eric Bogosian, Jessica Hecht, thank you so much for being with us. What a delight.
We love being with you.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks so much. Again, you can find out more information about Legacy by going to wtfestival.org for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.